Today, what does a yield curve inversion really signal? Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Today, we consider whether the shape of the yield curve is a good indicator of a future recession in the US. And by the way, if you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program, where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. Here is the link, and it's also in the comments below. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Index was down in a day of heavy trading, and the S&P 500 posted its biggest percentage drop since late June, as investors turned risk-averse on disappointing earnings and escalating global tariff worries. Despite the fact that second quarter US earnings have mostly been stronger than expected, with 79.1% beating analyst expectations. A combination of fears of contagion from Turkey and a possibility of a China slowdown upset markets worldwide. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 137.51 points, or 0.54%, to 25,162. And the Nasdaq dropped 96.78 points, or 1.23%, to 7,704. Volume on US exchanges was 7.86 billion shares, compared with the 6.53 billion average over the past 20 trading days. But is something else also afoot? Well, the three-month yield benchmark was a little lower, down 0.14%, to 2.066, while the 10-year US bond rate was substantially higher, up 0.97% to 2.879. But the gap between the long-term rates and short-term rates is still closing if you look over a slightly longer time frame. So the question is, does this mean anything at all? Well, to answer that question, let's look at the longer-term trends using data from one of our favourite data sources, FRED. FRED is the St. Louis Fed datasets, which contains a wide range of useful indices, and I'll put a link below. Here is the plot for the 10-year rate since 1980. The shaded areas are US recessions, when the economy shrank, generally seen as a negative indicator, and certainly unemployment rose, as is clearly evident as a direct result of the recessions. But now let's look at the 10-year rate from the 1980s and overlay the three-month rate also. And here's the thing. Prior to each of the last three US recessions, the short-term rate overtook the long-term rate in a classic inversion of the yield curve. And as we see, recessions follow. Consistently, the logic behind the inverted yield curve as a recession indicator is simple. If long-term yields are lower than short-term yields, the market's view is that growth will slow in the coming years. And more often than not, that view has been right. From this, we can say that there is clear evidence that once the yield curve does reverse, a recession will likely follow. But what does that tell us about the current situation? Well, currently short-term rates have been rising sharply, more so than long-term rates, as the Fed draws in their QE horns. If that trend continues, the yield curve will go negative, and in that case, a US recession is highly likely. And on current trajectory, that could happen within a couple of years. However, beware, because there were cases when the US yield curve inverted, but a recession did not follow. For example, in the late 1980s, the yield curve inverted and then steepened again, before inverting again later on, and then a recession did hit. The curve also inverted very briefly in the late 1990s too, and again in 2005 and 2006. However, the trends, to my mind, do signal a recession. But the timing does vary. Sometimes it happens in just a few months. In other cases, it takes a year or two. But it does look like a yield inversion is an important signal to watch for. Worth bearing in mind when people are talking about all the reasons why the stock market in the US should go higher still. Before we go, a quick reminder, mark your diary, the next DFA live stream event will be held on Tuesday the 21st of August at 8 p.m. Sydney. This time, we'll be discussing my updated 4 economic scenarios, which I'll release during the session. It's already scheduled on the channel if you want to set a reminder. And feel free to send questions in beforehand. And if you value the content we produce, do consider joining our Patreon program, where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. The link is in the comments below. As always, if you like what you've heard here today, please share and like the post and add a comment or question. And if you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.